Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots, nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on any of our smartphone apps. But right now, here's the Groove Express podcast from KX93.5. Well, right now we're going to play a song by the band that's here right now, Gearheart. And we're going to play a song from their CD, which they were so kind to bring in. And then we will be talking to them right after this song. So let's hear it now. This song is called Last Train, and it's from Gearheart. And you're listening to KX93.5, The Groove Express.
Was a girl who I felt so shyly for. I never felt the way before, and I tossed and turned all night. I fell in love, but she never cut my fault. Too much time in my skull, was it faking from the heart? I can't believe it. I wish you'd see it. I regret all the times that I let you pass me by. I fell in love, but it was none of the above. I know that we should, when my friends are pushing for.
FM. This is KX93.5, and you're listening to the Groove Express radio show. I'm your host, Dawn Damari, and we're here until 9 o'clock. That was a song by Gearheart. They're from Westminster, and that song was called Last Train. And Gearheart, the band, they are all here in the studio with us for their radio debut, by the way. This is their radio debut. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you so much for coming down, and I'll introduce you all. We have Joey.
Hi.
And that's vocals and rhythm guitar. And you actually do have your guitar here.
Yes, which is awesome. Indeed.
And Pedro, bass. Hi. And backup vocals. No bass today, though, which is fine because it's actually easier.
Yes.
And it sounds great. Just, you know, acoustic and unplugged is how we like it. We have Kevin Tran, and you're the drummer.
Yes.
And Kevin Beckers.
Yeah.
Lead guitar.
Yes.
And thank you so much, you guys, for coming in.
And thanks for having us.
Yay. And you guys are from Westminster, right?
Yep.
Yay. And the traffic, was it bad coming here?
It wasn't too bad.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so the traffic was good and you didn't see that tour bus that was stuck.
I have no idea.
Okay, good.
We missed that.
Okay, that's really good. So anyway, where did you guys all meet and get together to start a band? Because you're all fairly young, right? You're about
21.
Yeah.
Oh, that is young. Well, I met Kevin back in first grade, and then we went to high school together.
Really?
That's where we met Pedro. And I also met Kevin, drummer, in high school as well. So just all found the place there.
So first grade, you met the other Kevin, though?
Yeah. I've known him for 15 years now.
That's amazing. And you guys are still friends, even though you're in a band together.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I know how that can go. So did you guys grow up here as well?
Yeah, I've lived in Westminster my whole life.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I like it there. So you guys decided to form a band. And so how long have you guys been playing your instruments? Like, Joey, how about you? How long have you been playing guitar?
I learned to play guitar in 2011.
Okay.
So since then, I've been playing.
I started in middle school. I started playing guitar, but I stopped for, 4 years or something. Then Joey started the band up. He had another guitarist at the time. Mm-hmm. But he wanted me to start out. Okay, so I started relearning it and then started up then.
Oh, awesome. Right on. And wait, now I need to know this. I'm sure listeners are wondering, how did you guys come up with the name of the band, Gearheart?
I was in the band at first. Joey first started the band. They were trying to think of names, and they're just throwing out names. But eventually, he sent me a text, even though I wasn't in the band. How about Gearheart? But that name comes from my dad's friend from, I think, elementary school.
Okay.
His name was Joey Gearheart,
one of
his best friends. And then every time he would say, "Hey, I'm going to Joey's house," my uncle would say, "Gearheart? Yeah." So, and then when I grew up, I have a friend, best friend named Joey, and I say, "Hey, I'm going to Joey's house, or I'm doing something with Joey." Gearheart? I was like, obviously no. But and then I don't even think he knows Joey's last name, Ferguson. He doesn't know it.
Okay.
But 3 months before Joey came up with the band name, he actually met my uncle. I'm like, "This is Joey." "Oh, Gearheart!" He's all happy. So, and then eventually it turns to the band name. So it's named after a guy that I have never even met.
Well, it works. It works. And so you guys would describe your sound. It's pretty much punk. It reminds me a lot of The Offspring and stuff. So are those kind of your influences?
Cool. Yeah, huge Green Day fan, mm-hmm. Weezer fan. 90s, that's what I grew up on. So
yeah, I like that too. So, and you guys started, and when did the band form?
We were seniors, so 2012.
Yeah, well, you guys are young. So not too long ago.
I didn't start joining the band until, last summer, though.
Yeah, Kevin,
he's
fairly new.
Okay.
But that's when we started doing more stuff, though, so thanks.
Yeah, you're a good luck charm, Kevin.
It's funny, I remember when I joined the band, we had this backyard show. No, it wasn't a backyard, it was a garage show. It was supposed to be when everyone thought the world was going to end. 2012.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, okay.
And, Joey comes up, because I had another band at the time. He's like, "Hey, we're going to play at a bar in Long Beach called the Gaslamp." He's like, "You want to fill in for bass?" I'm like, "Yeah." I own a Fender bass, and he's like, "Yeah, join in on the party," and played a nice show, Gaslamp, a lot of food, So it seemed like a great getaway to me. I'm like, "Dude, I got to try this out," and that's how I ended up playing bass. It's a perfect fit.
Right on. Well, so before we play another song from your CD, it's called "Kick It Into Gear," and this was released in April of this year.
Yeah, we had our album release show. Gary actually put together
for
us down at Fusion in Huntington Beach.
Okay.
And we released it April 10th.
April 10th, and there's 15 tracks, so it's actually a pretty lengthy album. And you guys recorded this. Want to talk about the recording of it?
Yeah,
the process.
We recorded down at Sound Matrix in Fountain Valley.
Okay.
And took about. Well, we did it only on the weekends, so Saturdays, Sundays, 4 or 5 hours a day. It took about a month and a half to record all the way through.
Oh, that's not that bad.
The recording took a short period of time, about 3 weeks. But it's just the mixing and stuff, getting back into there to finish it, which took a while.
All right. Well, let's play us another song from the CD. Now, you guys might want to talk about it first. You said you wanted to play Kansas Bound,
And so, and none of you guys are, have you guys, any of you guys been to Kansas?
No.
Nope.
So, okay, what's Mexico. This song about? Oh, okay. So is this song about going to Mexico instead?
Mexico.
So, okay, so what is Kansas Bound about?
Oh, it's pretty, you know, same old story. You like a girl, but then she moves away.
Oh, she did she move to Kansas?
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
Dorothy and like Wizard of Oz. Oh, bummer.
So, yeah, I wrote that. But the thing that's special about that song is it wasn't supposed to be on the CD.
Mm-hmm.
We had 14 songs we were ready to do, and we were supposed to go and record them. But our engineer, he was sick that week, so he couldn't come in. He postponed mm-hmm. us for a week. And then that's when I'm like, oh, I really like this new song I wrote. I'm going to show it to the guys, and we'll try to squeeze it on the album. Sure enough, it's I know it's Kevin Becker's favorite song. It's my favorite yeah. song. Mm-hmm. And it's like that little, that magic piece that we were missing. And it's the best song on the album. And
yay.
It almost didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's hear that now. And I queued it up. It's track 7 on the album. This is Kansas Bound by Gearheart. And we will be rejoining you guys after this song.
Awesome.
So here it is on KX93.5.
Me.
Laguna's only FM. You're listening to KX93.5. I'm Dawn Damari, and this is the Groove Express Radio Show. And that was Gearheart, and the song was called Kansas Bound, and it's from their CD, Kick It Into Gear. And they are here in the studio again. Hi, you guys.
Hello.
Hey.
And Kevin, I wanted to ask a question. We have two Kevins in the band. There's a Kevin who plays guitar, and there's Kevin, the drummer. So, Kevin, I didn't get to ask you when you started with the band.
Yeah, I started, last June.
Oh, okay. So pretty new to the band.
Yeah.
And how did you meet up with these guys?
I've known Kevin Becker since middle school. Went to Stacey Middle School. We're in the same,
P-class, right?
It was a P.
You guys were met in P.
No, well, that was in high school. We were in a band class.
You know? Oh, you're talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, so I met him back in middle school. I met Joey in high school, also Pedro. I met him later on, while I was in college. When I got in the band,
you were just temporary. That was the idea.
I was just temporary to replace our
old guy.
So you were temporary, but now you're permanent.
Yeah.
There you go. You're hired.
too good to pass up.
Yeah.
It's very funny though, we were having a small show at Fusion.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Mother's Day. It was a Mother's Day show. It was my band's last show, along with Pedro's band.
Mm-hmm.
Then afterwards, I started working with Gearheart.
That's when we got our first peek at him. We're like, hey, he got good. I haven't seen him play in years. I'm like, hey.
So what happened to your other drummer? Just kind of.
Oh, he started working a lot.
Makes sense.
Grew up.
Well, I still haven't grown up, so.
Yeah, but no, we need a temporary drummer. We got Kevin. He was temporary. We did a show. Hey, that turned out really good. Do another show. Then we started recording, and, he nailed it on the recording, so.
Yeah, I just got in the band. I was like, I just got here. I'm already doing all this.
And then, yeah, so it just worked out great.
Yay. Well, that's excellent. Well, speaking of live songs, you guys are going to play live soon, but I wanted to ask you, do you have any memorable touring experiences or any shows that stuck out in your mind, bad or good?
Well, we've definitely had some good and definitely had some bad.
Okay, which one do you want to talk about? Why don't you talk about one good and then one bad, because both are interesting.
Let's go with the bad. Oh, no, bad's a better story, so we'll go with the good first.
Okay, so what's the good story of live shows?
What'd you say? Probably our first time playing House of Blues was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that one was surprisingly flawless, even though we're all nervous, except for Kevin.
Right on. And so, and how about the not as good show?
So
what happened?
It was very recent.
Yeah.
It was our last show.
Our last show was not very good. We were doing the Battle of the Vans Warp Tour.
I was going to ask about that. Yeah, how did that go?
Yeah, Pedro got a little sick that night.
Oh, did you have too much to drink? No, food poisoning
or something.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's terrible, actually.
Yeah.
Poor Pedro.
First,
I'm
thought I had anxiety. I'm like, oh, crap. And then it turned out, I'm like, oh, shoot. I have the flu, I think. I feel so cold.
Oh, no. And then how did you guys handle
that? He slept for an hour or... more than that, probably 2 hours.
While you guys were playing, he just fell asleep?
No, before we were playing.
I went to some couch next to the laser tag arena.
Oh,
thank God, these couches are put together because they're awkwardly skinny. And so I just said, here's nice, I'll rest here. And I woke up, Joe was like, hey, we got to play soon. Feeling better? Define better.
So how did you make it through the night?
Oh, we got one song in. No, two songs.
We got two songs.
His bass was way out of tune.
Oh, dear.
So he just dropped it, and he was about to keel over. So,
So you guys didn't win through the Battle of the Bands, did you?
No, we didn't win.
That'd be sad if we won.
I picked up bass for a couple songs.
Joey picked up the bass and kind of saved the day.
All right. Well, that's a bummer, but hopefully, you're feeling better now, right?
Thank God.
Well, why don't you guys play a song for us now? You have a guitar here, and we got some singers. What song would you like to play for our listeners?
Well, I didn't think about this coming in, but we were going to play Kansas Bound. If they want to hear it again.
Sure, why not?
Yeah,
we can hear that again, and then we'll come back and hear another one.
For sure.
All right, so here it is. This is Kansas Bound live by Gearheart on the Groove Express Show on Laguna's Only FM, KX93.5.
gonna leave the world behind. She's leaving us. Seems there's never enough time. I punch you all beside my door. Now I'm lying on the floor and I can't help feeling I'm in love with her, but I don't wanna be a murderer. I say goodbye to me, now she's 1500 miles away. I'm in love with her, but I don't wanna be a murderer. I really wish she'd stay, but I know she's up to me, not facing me. She's Kansas bound. She'll be back again in time. She is leaving us. She'll be back again in time. There's so much I have to see. Wish we had just one more day. Cause I can't help feeling I'm in love with her, but I don't wanna be a murderer. I say goodbye today, now she's 1500 miles away. I'm in love with her, but I don't wanna be a murderer. I really wish she'd stay, but I know she's up to bed, I think she may.
Yay, that was amazing. That
scared
was
me, my headphones.
Yeah, was that good? No, it was really good. That was Gearheart Live. And do you want to play another song for our listeners?
Yeah, sure.
That would be wonderful. What is the name of this next
this
song?
This one's a new one. We're going to try it out.
Okay.
It's for a few of my friends of mine.
Okay. They're
really good friends I work with. So it's Cheesy. They're named after girls. But
aww. Well, I don't think that's cheesy at all, actually.
It's called Daisy, Kristen, and Diane.
Oh, okay. Well, here it is live, Gearheart on KX93.5.
There's some girls I know that could chance to flow. I wish I can show her that I love them so. Greatest girls in the world, beautiful souls, they deserve to know. One is a free spirit, one is independent, one will always listen. Tell me when I'm bitching. Greatest girls in the world, beautiful souls,
yeah.
They deserve to know. There's some girls I know and go against the flow. They are beautiful souls, and the world is now. Greatest girls in the world, beautiful souls,
yeah.
They deserve to know.
That was really good. That was Gearheart Live. And you're listening to KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. And thank you so much for playing that song. Now, we have another song on the CD, or we could play another live song to close it out after I ask a few questions. It's up to you guys.
What do you guys want to do?
Want to do a CD?
Yeah, let's do the CD. Let's do the first song we played here last week. It probably describes the band the best, Nothing Lasts Forever.
Well, we're breaking up now or something?
No, 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 breaking up.
Sonically, it explains the band the best.
Okay, well, we'll get to that. We'll play that at the end when we're done. So I just had a couple more questions. And
yeah, for sure.
I wanted to know, what about some upcoming shows that people could catch you at?
Yeah, May 31st. It's a Saturday night. We're going to be playing at the Vault.
Oh, okay.
May 30th. Thank you, Kevin.
In the Vault, that's in
Orange.
Orange, okay, yeah. Right. And is that one all ages?
I believe so, because
oh, cool.
We're not allowed to cuss. So.
Oh, well, yeah, just like ages. Here.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that was the scariest thing today, man.
Yeah.
Really?
Not playing, but not afraid a little F word is going to slip
out. Well, we still have a little more time, so it could still slip out. No, I usually just say when people come in here, just make it a cuss-free zone.
Yeah.
Like, even when you just walk in the room,
you can
then
try,
it's easier.
But...
No,
and then,
I just...
We will be playing the OC Fair August 5th as
well. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
They built this whole new stage, apparently, for it. The Plaza
Pacifica. Yeah, I heard
Pacifica,
about this.
So,
oh, well, that's incredible. I'm going to have to go and check that out. People should go
definitely
check that out. August 5th, OC Fair. And so how about, now you said you just played a new song. Are you guys going to, working on some new material now?
Yeah, we're sitting on about like 10 songs now. Most of them are still in the works.
Okay.
But, from the money we're getting off of the CDs, we're slowly turning my garage into a studio so we can just record an album on our own.
That sounds great.
Which we're really looking forward to.
Definitely. That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, where can people find out more information about Gearheart and, like, you know, download your songs, buy your music?
Yeah, we're on Facebook. Yeah, just go to facebook.com/Gearheart Band.
Okay.
Or reverbnation.com/Gearheart Band.
Okay.
We have select songs to download for free on those sites.
Oh, that's nice.
And then also, you know, we're hoping you guys come out to some shows and buy a CD, which we put a lot of effort into. Not just the music, but the booklet and everything.
Yeah, and the artwork is really nice as well.
Yeah, some good friends did the artwork for me, including my cousin. And so, you know, we want to get that out, show their talents as well.
Now, is it on iTunes as well? Or
we don't have anything on iTunes. You can only really get it off of those sites or in person.
Okay, cool.
And we charge $7 for 15 songs.
That's a really
good
deal.
Yeah.
Yes, and people should come out and support. Go check. So check you guys out. The Vault. And the Vault is May 31st?
May 30th.
May 30th.
And August 5th at the OC Fair.
OC Fair. Fair.
That's all we have lined up for now.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good.
Good
lineup. All right, well, thank you so much for coming in and playing.
You're welcome. Thank you so
and
much.
And having your radio debut on the Groove Express on KX93.5. And come back anytime.
Oh,
any
sure.
of the shows,
We'd
you know.
Love to.
Definitely. There's lots of shows on the station that would love to have you.
Yeah.
So that would be great. All right, well, we're going to play the first track on the album. This song is Nothing Lasts Forever.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, so thank you guys again so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So here's Gearheart, Nothing Lasts Forever, on the Groove Express Show on KX93.5.
This is how it's meant to be. Living life separately. Yeah. Time for peace, think of regrets. I'm burning pictures.